Amen. Hello, everybody. Good morning. It's only afternoon, hardly afternoon. I need about 1.5 hours. I'm Noah. I'm 22, studying in Amsterdam. A new study. It's the first time that I have a mustache today. It needed the whole summer, this result. I have the privilege to serve in Harderwijk. Jan always is in our meetings in Harderwijk, in the meetings for young ones. We also do a discipleship course there. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of young people who have met Jesus, maybe thousands. Sometimes young ones who didn't need the Lord. All these people have discovered that the life of Jesus is everything worth. Many young ones have the name to be a Christian, but there is so much more that you can have relationship with Jesus. All these people has discovered that Jesus everything is where we can search for. People who have been in the world, who have Jesus, you have found Jesus is the only relationship we really need. He's full of love. Some young ones stopped with doing wrong things with their friend or girlfriend, that they have discovered what Jesus is saying is the most beautiful. And some of them now go to the street to tell about Jesus. And they take their friends with them to the Alpha course. Jesus really changes lives. And I hope also this morning that God will do something in your heart. I want to read the text. Text from Colossians 1, verse 9 to 11. That's why we don't stop from the day on that we heard it, to pray for you and to bid that you may be filled with all good things, so that you walk in a way worthy to the Lord, to please Him, to be fruitful and to grow in the knowledge of God. While you are empowered with power in agreement with the strongness of His glory, and to persevere. The Holy Spirit will convince about what is good. Let us pray. Lord, thank you that you are so good, that you are a faithful Father, that you know what we need, that you have a plan with our life. And also in that plan is that we are here today. It's not by hazard. We may meet you, we may learn from you, Lord. And we may give things to you and receive things. We want to consecrate our bodies to you. And your word, we may discover what is good in your eyes. Here we are, you speak to us. And every judgment of the enemy we will break. I pray for protection. And let us be convinced by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. This text here before in Colossians, he has said, for Paul has heard that the Colossians have accepted Jesus as their Savior. So Paul is saying, you have given attention to the good news that Jesus came to bridge the distance between God and man, that we may know that it is good again, that it is good between God and me. It's very good when you believe that. And if you don't believe that, today is a day that you can make choice for it. When you are sitting in a church, you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that you have eternal life. Eternal life will say that you come to God in heaven. But eternal life is not only beginning when you die. It has started at the day that you have accepted Jesus. For John 6 is saying, this is the eternal life, that they know you. When you know the Lord, then the eternal life is starting. Jesus died for us, and when we are going to believe and we are baptized, we know that we are born again. So you start as a baby again. And a baby has to grow, has to take care for itself. That's what we are doing, that we may grow, that we may become full grown and be more and more like him. What is Paul saying to the ones who accepted Jesus? What did he say? We don't stop praying for you, that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will, in wisdom and spiritual knowledge. Second, that we walk in a way worthy to the Lord and pleasing him in everything. Three, that we are fruitful in everything we do. And four, that we grow in the knowledge of God. When we have accepted him, Paul is saying, these four things are important. All these four topics. So the first, to know his will, to please him. Our purpose on earth is not that we just live and we are good for people, but that we please him. Please has the meaning to make him happy. That we make him happy. That we do things that make him happy. At my Bible school, someone asked me why we are on earth. To tell people about Jesus, to have a relationship, etc. But the Bible is saying that he has made us for his pleasure. To please him. So it's important to please the Lord. Not only because we are here, but also in what we do. The question is how we can please him. in Matthew 76, you can take, write it down in a notebook. That's good to remember it. I also have a notebook with me. Often in our life we just listen a little, but it's good to learn something. Feel free to make notes. Take a notebook with you, maybe next week. Matthew 76 is a text. Jesus went with three disciples on the mountain, and they meet Elijah and Moses, and then there is a voice from the heaven. This is my beloved son, who I love. Listen to him. This is my son who has my pleasure. Listen to him. And then the disciples were very scared. But Jesus said, stand up, don't be afraid. Jesus said, don't be afraid. He has an invitation full of love. In Jesus we find the best example how to please God. God said, I please him, I have pleasure in him. And when we know how to please the Lord, this is the solution. Listen to Jesus. Look at Jesus. For he also did what he saw the Father do. He said, let your will be done. That we do say, I will listen to Jesus. It's the best way to please God. When you think about yourself, at school I had to tell something about myself. Who of you is calling yourself a Christian? Most people, or a child of God? A follower of Jesus. Paul is calling himself, I am a doulos. And what is a doulos? That Greek. The word doulos, that word is used for slave. So he doesn't say I'm a Christian or a follower of the way of Jesus. I am a slave of Jesus. I never had seen that before. I am a slave of Jesus. Ephesians 6 verse 6 is written, slaves of Christ, do the will of God in that way. Don't serve the Lord and not people. Jesus made the way free. We are a child of the Father. But what we also have to learn, that is to be a slave of Christ. That everything we do, that it is what Jesus is saying. And that we do it as slaves. Galatians 1 verse 10. Am I convincing people or God? Do I please people? Then I should not be a servant of Jesus. I want to be a slave of Jesus. That's what Paul said. Who is saying Jesus is a friend of mine? In John 14, Jesus said, when you really love me, you do my commandments. you do what I say. And it is very, very beautiful. I love Jesus. But it's also that I want to do action for him. Real love also is doing action. When I'm honest and I see to the criterions, to the characteristics of being a friend of Jesus, I am not a friend. For Jesus is saying, you are friends when you do what I say. To be a friend of Jesus, then it's necessary that we do what he is saying. Not everybody is a friend of Jesus. We can't become a friend of Jesus when we do what he is saying. To the disciples he said, I don't call you slaves anymore, but you are friends of mine. Paul was a friend of Jesus, but still he was a slave. Then we please God and we become friends. It's important. We don't do this for God to get his love, for we have God already his love. He has chosen us to belong to God. When we still were sinners, he died for us. But his love should not have a reaction of becoming passive, but to become active. Our love, his love for us should lead to our love for him. So his love for us is leading to an active attitude in us. We are children. That's nice. But it's also good when a child is obedient. Parents love obedient children, but it's different with God the Father. He loves, of course, he loves us, but he is happy when we are obedient. His goodness leads us to conversion. His goodness leads us to something. If you really know his love, it cannot lead, it only can lead to love him more. And when you love him, you do what he is saying. So growing in obedience to God, the solution is that you grow in knowledge about how much love God has for you. So you should not think God doesn't love me. Yes, God loves you. But you can know him so good that you get more love for him. There are more reasons why obedience is so important. He wants that we obey him. For his knowledge, he knows what is the best for us. 2 years ago, I had a question that I saw many things in the Bible. In Acts, that Peter was preaching for a group of people. Many people came to believe, were baptized immediately. To Philippus, the Holy Spirit said, go to that road, climb at that chariot. I see things in Acts, not only of Jesus, also in the life of his disciples. I don't see these things in my own life. How is that possible? One time God said to me, Noah, There's only one way to the truth. You cannot live in a half lie. If a part of it is not true, it's a lie. There's only one way of truth. And then I read in Proverbs 1, verse 28 to 31. Then they will call to me, and I will give answer. But they rejected all my advice, all my punishments. And they will be satisfied from their own opinions. But the one who listens to me will live safely. So I thought there's only one way of the truth. The people walking at the way of the evil things or their own opinions, these people will also eat from the fruits of that road. That is logical. But Jesus says, the one who listens to me will live safely. He will be free from the fear for the evil. So the blessing is at that way. That is the way where you can live safely. I always was thinking, what is the way of God in this circumstance? For example, you pray, Lord, bless my relationship. There were three girls, and they all had a relationship with a non-believing boyfriend. But the Bible is saying it's not good to have a relationship with somebody who is not a believer. It was the first evening that we had a meeting, and there were three girls who all stopped the relationship with their friends. Because God said this, they were obedient. But if these girls didn't do it, or they had prayed, Lord, will you bless this relationship with that guy? So then they didn't do what God has said. When we ask God something, we also have to question, what is my position? What do you want that I do? In Acts, there is a ship accident with Paul. And Paul said, I've received from God that when we step out of the boat, that we will be saved. But the one who will not step out of the boat will not be saved. And often when God is saying something, there is some condition in it. These people had to step out of the boat after the accident. Sometimes there is a condition. His love is unconditional, but but his blessing sometimes is connected with the condition. Obedience is important for God because he loves us so much. And when we do what he is saying, we can completely receive what he will give to us. That is his love for us. And two other reasons. In Colossians 1, when you do it, to please him in everything, to be fruitful in every good work and grow in God, then we are going to do this according his principles. We will be fruitful in good works. There will be a reward, and you will grow in the knowledge of God. When you want to know more him, for who he is, then it's important to please him, to be obedient to him. Summarizing, life in obedience to God is the most beautiful life that is there. Jesus says, I've given life in all fullness, all its fullness. Life in obedience is life in his fullness. It has to be a priority for us to be obedient to him. The question is how you do this. How you can become an obedient child of God. There are two kinds of obedience. Obedience is doing what God is saying. So we don't do the things that God says that you should not do them, but that you do the things about what God is saying, you should do that. So we have to stop sin. God hates sin. We have to get rid of sin. It's bad for us, bad for other people, bad for us, for our relationship with God. God never says something which is impossible. Jesus had the punishment of our sin, but he also died to make us free from sin. Every day when you are blocked by sin, you get rid of it, then you realize that Jesus also died to make us free from the sin. It is possible to stop, and God will help with it. Sometimes there are long routes. Start doing positive things. Speak with other people. Watch the good movies at the internet. I see many people who stop with sinning because the Holy Spirit will help with it. But sometimes we have to take time for things. Make things good with people. Two friends of mine. I have two friends. And they shared with us, we will confess something. In our relationship, we went too far. In our relationship with our girlfriends. That was not good. We bring it in the light and we will say we will stop it. These people stopped indeed. They chose to bring it in the light, to discuss it with people, to put limits. 1 year later, they married. And I see how much freedom they have. And they are fruitful in their life. Many people come to believe by them. A girlfriend of mine told me that she did not participate in what other teeners did. She chose not to go to the feasts, etc. And one time she walked an hour back because she realized I've not to be here. That was at some feast. 4 years later, she got a message of a girlfriend of her, and she said, and this girlfriend said, I'm studying and I'm thinking about my relationship with God, but I remember that you was always the one who walked with Jesus. Can we make an appointment to speak about Jesus? So that was a wonderful conversation. So the fruit was visible later. But also the things you should do, do them. That is the most beautiful. I really can promise you then, from the Word of God, that is the full life. A life of bearing fruit. Life of joy, intimacy with God. God wants to speak to us. I will conclude with some stories. Small things and big things have happened in my life. Firstly, God loves us unto the details. We don't always get letters from heaven what we have to do, but in relationship with God, He will want to speak with us. After taking a shower, my question was all that, shall I first take my clothes or first dry the ground? And I always wanted to take firstly my clothes. Finally, I thought I will dry the ground first, and after that I took my clothes, but they fell at the ground. So fortunately, I had chosen firstly to dry the ground. I also give teaching about how to hear the voice of God. And there was a girl in the room, and God said to me, this girl should go to a particular girlfriend. And I said it to her, and she did it. And she came at that girl at home, and she knocked at the door. And just at that moment, that girl was trying to kill herself. And this girl who came there, she had conversation and could stop her. So God really wants to show things to us, and it can have great consequences. There are things who God wants to say to us which have great impact. Can be small things or big things. I will say this life with God is the most beautiful there is. Firstly, be filled with the knowledge of His will. Pray for it. When we want to do His will, we have to know His will. when there is in God's ways are higher than my ways, then often it's not about Christians. But the Bible is saying in Ephesians, understand the will of the Lord. We should understand the will of God. When he's saying that, it means that it's possible. Also in the Old Testament, is God saying that people have to listen to his voice. He wants to show us the way. He wants that we do his will and that we know his will. He wants to show it. John 7, when you in John 7 is written, when you want to know his will, he will show it to you. When you want to sheep, you will hear his voice, John 10. And you can hear his voice for many situations. One thing is necessary. We have to pray that we be that God will give us to know his will, to hear to us, that we then we can pray according his will. When we pray according his will, we always will get it. It's written in the Bible. Then we have to know his will. When we pray, God, let me know your will, then he will hear. The band can come at the stage. In Jeremiah, it's written, the shepherds have been stupid. They didn't ask the Lord. That's why the people went all their own ways in all directions. We can choose today, by the power of God, we can make the choice, Lord, I will live by asking you that you determine what I do. What do you will that I do? What do you will that I say? That's what Paul said, that he was praying for the church, that they would know the will of God, so that they walk in a worthy way according to the Lord, so that they be fruitful and that they will grow in the knowledge of God and become powerful to persevere and to be patient. Empowered with all power by his strength. God will give us the strength. God will give us the strength to be fruitful, to please him. And what happens then? Then we can persevere with joy. Persevere with joy. And so that will give joy. So that we can do these things with joy. I will take time to pray for that. You can stand up if you want. Paul said, I don't stop to pray for you that you will know the will of God. And we have the will that we will know his will, then we can do that. Who of you will be obedient. You can lift up your hand, and then after that we will pray together. Then you want to choose today for that. I will submit to you. After that, we'll pray another prayer. And then I pray, Lord, we pray that we be full of the knowledge of your will. You can also trust the Lord that the thoughts you have in your mind, that these are thoughts that God is giving you. Believe that. I think God has good things for everybody of you. So please close your eyes. Father, how good you are. Thank you that you are a good God. Everything in you is good. Thank you that we may discern your good will of God. And that's what we want, Lord, to please you. You have saved us from death. Every day you are with us. You have blessed us with this family around us. And we choose for you today that we please you with our life. To be obedient to your voice. That we do the things we have to do for you. We choose today for it. Fill us with your spirit. Help us to make this choice. But what will cost it us? When we build this house, what will be the cost? Help us, Lord, to calculate the costs. Will I really be obedient to God in this life? And the answer can be yes or no. No shame. You're free what you want to choose. God loves you. Maybe you want to take this decision later. But let us keep silent to calculate the cost. So lift your hand when you want really to be a slave of Jesus, to do his will. Then I will pray for you. Thank you. We can pray this prayer together. Great God, dear Father, I choose today to be a slave of Christ. Forgive me, sorry, for the moments that I was disobedient. Clean me, purify me. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your love. I will obey you when it's easy and when it's difficult. Fill me with your Spirit and help me in Jesus' name. Father, I will pray for these people. I pray that at this moment you come with your Spirit like we have invited you. Fill our hearts, Lord. Empower us with your power to do all these things and to persevere with joy the way that's before us. Fill us. Lord, we need you. Father, we want to know your will. We want to know your will. For every heart here that is open and wants to know your will, also for every day, and we may trust that you show the way. I pray when we are keep our eyes closed and we are silent, I pray that you speak at this moment to us. We want to put aside our own thoughts, that we may receive your thoughts, your ideas, that we may hear what you speak to us, that we may know your will. In Jesus' name. You are free to keep your eyes closed and to listen. Listen to God. I have the idea that God has something for you here. He will say that you should take the Bible serious. We don't please him when you are skeptical about the Bible or particular chapters. Convert yourself from that. Every word is given by God, is inspired to God. I pray, Lord, that you will convince us. Convince us about your will in what we read. Convince us about the truth of your word.
This is my surrender. Here is where I feel it now. To do whatever you want.